So with this building, RMI is aiming to create the highest performing building possible, where it goes beyond efficiency and net zero to a restorative building. What does that mean?
The word sustainable is used a lot. We hear it as common parlance nowadays. Restorative is sort of the next level above sustainable. Restorative is a building that actually has a positive effect on the environment. We hope to actually draw less electricity from the grid than we'll actually be using. We'll have photovoltaic systems and a very efficient building. So it'll be at least net zero and maybe net positive.
Are there other buildings in the world that exist like this?
There are a few that could be described that way. This particular kind of a building, a small-scale office building, is a really critically important building because so many of those are built all over the country, all over the world. So this kind of a building will be very interesting to people all over the country and all over the world. So basalt will become the focus of attention for people who are interested in the state-of-the-art in buildings, efficient and renewable energy-based buildings. A really crucial part of that is that this building won't just be have a lot of interesting green bells and whistles. It'll be a building that is replicable. We're going to develop a business case for this building. So for us, the story of the building is literally as important as the building itself.
You know, what will be some of the elements within the building that might catch people's eye?
The first thing is that its orientation. It'll be oriented to the south, and that's one of the reasons this site is perfect for us. One of the reasons that we were very excited when the town approached us with the idea of our building on this site. It's south-facing so that we can open the whole south face of the building to the sun. The second thing is it'll be a highly efficient envelope, which is probably the most important thing that one can do with a building, is make a very efficient envelope, which includes insulation, the building materials, and the kinds of windows that are used.
You know, right now, RMI is tucked back in Old Snomask, somewhat isolated.
It is. Mm-hmm.
How will being in this new location connect the nonprofit to the communities here in the Valley?
So central to the idea of the building, in addition to it being highly energy efficient, in addition to it telling a story that's very powerful, is the fact of the building being a place that people can come and visit and walk around and see the various features. So the building will literally teach.
Basalt's Old Town is kind of in need of a jolt. Some business owners have said they're struggling as more people head to Willits to do their shopping. How will RMI's center breathe life into this area?
We think that RMI's building will help bring downtown back and make it a great complement to Willits. The downtown is a very unusual place. It's the kind of small town character that thousands of towns around the country would love to have. So what we're going to do is to help revitalize that economy by strengthening the town's reputation, by having a bunch of employees here, 35 up to 50 employees here who weren't here before, and by bringing in people from around the country. And our goal is that they come here to visit RMI and work in our building, and they stay in Basalt, and they have dinner in Basalt, and they shop in Basalt, and never have to get in their cars. And they can walk from our building. Our building is just a couple of quick minutes from downtown. So it'll be an ideal relationship for our participants between our facility and downtown. And that's really what all the best new thinking in new urbanism and sustainable communities are, is clustering a community in ways where people can access all they need to access by foot.
Thanks for visiting with me.
Oh, thank you.